you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
By the way, Charo's 71.
So
that was a stupid argument we had yesterday because it shouldn't have been one. You and I were right. Totally. She's an old lady. She always has been. That was part of her appeal. She was older than what everybody thought she was.
I didn't do a lot of investigating on that.
She's 71.
IMDb said 1941.
Exactly.
So she'd be 75.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. 75. Yeah. That's about right. Yeah. All right. So she's on Dancing with the Stars. That's why she came up yesterday. We had a nice conversation there during the appetizer. That was from yesterday, too, from our new friend Jennifer Beals. She was excellent. Ben Bailey is going to phone the program. Ben from Cash Cab, of course. He's a very, very funny comedian. I've seen his set a few times on TV. And we actually talked him into coming to town. He's in town anyway at the SAC, right?
That's the strategic
Saturday night. Yeah, he's at the Air Force Base in the city. And then we talked about, why don't you hang around and do the funny bone on a one-off. What, when is that?
Sunday night.
Yeah. It wasn't our fault.
And then we're gone.
You guys are off. I said, yeah. Yes, we are.
Well, we were going to make arrangements for him to come in on Monday morning.
I know.
He was going to hang out, take a little later flight. And then
we're not coming back in. I love Ben, but no, we're off.
Yeah.
It's called spring break.
Yeah.
Woo! We're going to Cabo with the chicks, with the ladies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're off, Colleen. Sorry about that.
Yeah, he was. But he was going to.
Right around now, you need us to have a couple days off.
He was going to be nice enough to hang out and come in on Monday morning.
I know.
So. But next time. We'll catch him next time.
Next time. But Ben Bailey.
I thought we were going to Havasu for spring break.
That'd be cool, too. I don't care where we go. I don't care where we go.
Havasu it is.
Yeah. Man. All right. Let's do that. Let's go visit our friends here. It's Tan Line Tuesday. Speaking of spring break, you can check it out on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. A bunch of other stuff on there, too. Facebook broadcast. We're podcasting on iTunes. Please listen to us on the radio, though. Please, if you get a chance, that'd be the best time to listen to us right now live on the radio at any particular radio station we're on, and patronize the advertisers. It's the only reason the show even exists is advertisers. So I heard a whole big rap yesterday from Dan Levitard about how the podcasting's great, but you have to listen and support the advertisers.
Yeah.
you really do. We're getting up early. Why don't you? We're up early. Why don't you be up early?
So if you're podcasting, say, in a town that doesn't necessarily carry...
And there's a lot of those. Yeah, right. Call that radio station.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Or write the radio station in town.
Yeah.
Stop by and visit.
Believe me, there's a lot of bad local shows out there. We were one. All right. Greg Evans, Petey Mack, a little later on.
Greg touched on this story.
What
I'm sure he won't do it, the follow-up. But perhaps he will.
All right.
But... I forget what part of the military or what part of science. They were going to have an Antarctic submarine.
Okay.
And they said, well, we'll just let the people on the internet.
Oh, this is it, yes.
For the name of this.
Yes.
And we said, well, they'll probably come up with Bodie McBoatface.
Right.
And tomorrow will be the debut of the Antarctic expedition of Bodie McBoatface.
And they used it, at least?
Yes.
Well, good. That's what that they should use it. If you're going to put it out there, use it.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just stop it.
But,
Yeah.
I'm saying if you just toss things to the internet.
Exactly.
Which I think is kind of lazy anymore.
Right.
Just to put that up there. That we predicted that is exactly what you're going to get. And that's exactly what they got. But at least they stuck with that.
At least it is stuck. It stuck with it finally. I finally watched the whole about an hour and 40 minutes of the 30-30 XFL.
Good.
That was really, really excellent.
Yes.
And remember, the best part about that was, besides he hate me, a lot of those guys had names in their back. He ended up becoming the most famous. There was a guy named Death Blow, and they showed a bunch of names on that. But Bodie McBoatface would have been a name on somebody on somebody's jersey back in the XFL single season.
Or something McSomething face.
Kicker McKick face.
Kicker McKick face. But that's an excellent 30-30. You know, looks kind of different now. I think he had some weird. He's getting older, but weird plastic surgery in that bit.
Oh, McMahon?
Yeah. Why not? Just freaky looking. Like kind of weird turn to his chin, like he was all strokey. But I think it was more of a pullback situation there. All right.
Are you watching Big Little Lies?
I got the first episode in, but I am planning to watch the rest. Yes.
Because Reese Witherspoon is in that, and she looks like she's had some extra work.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. She's still pretty hot, though.
But Nicole Kidman. Yeah, I've never gone gaga over my Nicole Kidman.
She's good. She's good looking. I think she's better looking than this with a wig on, with a different hair.
Yes.
Than she is in normal life.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've always thought she was attractive. But,
right.
You know, I never, head over heels in love with her. But, man, she looks great on this series.
Yeah, she does. She looks really good, actually. But I haven't seen the whole thing yet. I've seen the first episode. I plan on watching more of it, though. It looks
pretty
good.
It's kind of a little mini-series.
Yeah, at least it's going to end.
Yeah.
At least it's going to end,
Six episodes, I think.
Yeah, it's just a limited series, they call those now.
So. I like those.
That end.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's not going to go on for. It's not going to be a 7-year commitment.
Not with those stars. That's why it's going to end when they hire big movie stars like that. Like we all watch Fargo. We love Fargo. They're single season events, and that's coming up, the new one. The True Detectives. I know the second one got abused, but I still liked it. I mean, obviously not as much as the first one.
Yeah, and I think those are wrong.
And hopefully the second. I think there is a third one coming out.
You hear there's still a possibility.
It's just a whole new story,
right? Yeah. And there were only like 4 or 5 episode arcs, weren't they?
Eight or ten. Yeah, 8 or 10.
But they finished. You know, our show continues to go though.
We just
continue. We ain't going anywhere.
There's no end.
There's no end to the show.
Got to tune in tomorrow.
Because we have to work up until our Medicaid gets pulled from us. that's my deal. When you finally go on Medicaid, I'm going to stick around and continue working wherever I'm at. If when I'm Medicaid age, so I can keep my health insurance. Because the Medicaid age, it might go away. So you old people that voted for that douchebag, there you go. There's a lot of you out there. I don't know if Craig would get into that, but it was
hopefully
that's disgusting.
John Oliver got through to him. John Oliver.
I missed the John Oliver. You talked about this?
John Oliver.
Has he been live since the CBO came out yesterday?
Yeah.
Has he?
No.
That's not live yet. No.
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
What he does is he buys...
He buys time.
He buys commercials. And
in the big markets, yeah.
Inserts them into Fox and Friends. No, strictly in the Washington, D.C. market.
Oh, it's D.C. market. Okay.
Right.
I thought he bought New York also.
Yeah. If you want to get the president's attention, that's how you do it.
Oh, Fox and Friends, right. Yeah. He does the thing where they explain stuff to him. Yeah, by that cowboy guy?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
the catheter cowboy.
That's funny.
The past few weeks, he's been buying time on Fox and Friends in the Washington, D.C. area.
Must have a promotion budget. That's pretty cool.
Well, because that is, you think about it, that's actually the best way to get through to the guy. That's what he watches.
That's all he watches.
That's where he gets his information.
Yeah.
If he's not looking at Drudge Report and Breitbart.
That's right.
Or listening to Alex Jones.
Or golfing.
Yeah.
On vacation.
That should frighten you. We're a guy.
Alex Jones is a complete nut job, everything should frighten people, but it doesn't, Todd. It's my team. It's not. It's team over country.
It's team over
country. I'm not even yelling at you for it. I'm allowing you to go off because I know you want to.
Preaching to the choir.
But you're right. But it's team over country. They don't care.
This is a dude.
Radio silence is what I see from my friends on Facebook.
He won't go to intelligence briefings, but he'll sit around and read Breitbart.
Yeah.
Or listen to
Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Who's a complete nut job.
Where his information priority is.
All right. Yeah, let's get that off our... I'm sure Craig will have some more news on that coming up somewhere. Or some other crap, too, we always like to talk about.
Sure. There's
comedian Ben Bailey later on, PD Mac.
Some fun stuff.
Break it down the bracket. Pick blue. Pick darker blue. I think I was actually going to do that because my family all picks their brackets, all four of us.
That's tonight, isn't it?
The play-ins. Yeah,
the play-in games are tonight.
Yeah, you almost got
two tonight. Two
and
tomorrow.
You know what sucks about that play-in bracket part? I printed out 4 brackets last night. And that's down at the bottom in the middle. I told my son you got to fill it out because there's 2 11 seeds. 2 of them are both 11 seeds. I'm thinking I don't get that. If they're 11 seed, they should be in the damn tournament.
Yes.
And so, I know there's automatic bids, and there always will be. I like those. I get the small conferences get automatic bids. UNO almost made it. But you almost got to pick those because 11 seed can go in and win. If it, back in the old days when I think the first year they did play in games, they were all 16 seed.
I think so.
Yeah, they were.
I think that's
so you automatically pick the one seed right away. But you almost got to pick those games now in your pool. Do you have to in the Buffett pool?
No. Okay. No, they did not make you pick the play-in game. It was no.
So you just picked the winner of that team.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you wanted to pick that game.
But even then, but see, it's 11 seed now.
Yeah. Two of them are 11 seeds,
yeah,
16.
So you're actually getting... Yeah, that's weird.
Do we have a degenerate gambler friend that?
Yes, we do.
Has
just
a pool,
say yes. Yeah,
that has a pool going with an outrageous entry fee, and that'll pay out just like five figures.
Yep, I got into that one time. I think yeah, you actually lose money when you lose a game.
Yeah,
you keep paying in. That's a sucker's bet right there.
I think that's how
that
works.
Sucker's bet. I think you built a hot dog place on that. No, he didn't.
Yeah, because I'd kind of like to get involved in one, but you gotta, I guess it's got to happen today. If you want to play
in
games.
Yeah. It's too early. That's another thing about this playing games. You know, you should have to fill out your damn thing until Thursday.
It gives you really a 48-hour window between Sunday afternoon and
I
gotta Tuesday
investigate.
Afternoon.
You know, I got to figure out who's blue and who's bluest. You know?
Yeah, because usually there's one guy in the office that's responsible for sitting
on there's an email here. They're having to make a big party with the TVs on Thursday.
Yeah. Or are they?
Yeah.
Well, that's Thursday. That's too late.
Well, it's also a... No, it's not. I'm not saying they're having a bracket filled out party.
Brackets.
They're just having TVs on. Everybody can come in and hang out and watch the games.
Right. That'll be productive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, listen to us. We're telling people they got to work. But the fact is, I didn't get that email. Now, we're going to be gone by then.
It wasn't meant for us.
I know, and it's meant for everybody in the office during their 8-hour workday, right? Let's just have a party and watch the games all day. What do they say? I know Todd always hates these stats, but somebody figures them out. How much lost productivity? How much money does the country lose on the Thursday and Friday
millions.
Of the games? Yeah,
millions.
Yeah. Millions.
That's when they actually keep track of lost production.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're jerking around every day.
They are.
Doing something equivalent to filling out a bracket.
Yeah. To the internet.
Right, taking a BuzzFeed.
You know, that's true.
Right, taking a BuzzFeed quiz.
All right. MrSkin.com, check that out. That's always fun at the office.
Oh, Mr. Skin tweeted out.
You mentioned that.
I think it was on Sunday, and I was not familiar with this, but it's Phoebe Cates, whose ass and legs look great. She's showering like in a cave in a movie called Paradise. Not familiar with it. Never seen the scene before.
Might have been. Wasn't it a kind of a knockoff of the Brooke Shields one?
The Blue Lagoon?
Yeah, sort of like that, wasn't it? Didn't you say Willie Ames was masturbating in the corner?
Yeah, he was, he was kind of
sneaking. As Bible Man? Was he doing As Bible Man?
Sneaking around inside the cave and tugging it. As Bible Man. Yeah.
Love Mr. Skin.
That was his debut as Bible Man.
Yeah. Was Jennifer Beals, did we ever look at the front shot of Jennifer Beals naked?
I did.
I'm gonna look. Well, bring it up again. I'm going to check it out during the break. We just talked to her again. I want to see if she's a Mr. Skin and the Bride, right? 1985.
There were a couple other titles, too.
All right.
Yeah.
I did. Greg's next. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.